Aaron McMahon, I think he is standing by. MLive.com, Michigan Football Insider. He joins us on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Good. You know what? Right now, I think when it comes to college football in this state, with the two big boys, Michigan and Michigan State, everybody's good. Everybody's happy two games in.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's a different feeling from last year. That's for sure for both programs.
Yeah, and there's that enthusiasm. Well, I've really been impressed with Michigan State, how prepared they've been the first two games. And really outside of Michigan's first quarter against Western, they've played seven quarters of great football. So the question is for both teams, and I think you'll get a better gauge for Michigan State at Miami on Saturday. Michigan gets Northern Illinois. Rutgers might be a mile gauge game, but they already had their gauge game against a team that some thought was set to win the Pac-12, a team that was ranked in the top 20 before their season began. And there's Washington now 0-2 after losing to Montana and at Michigan.
Yeah, I think the next gauge game for Michigan is going to be that game October 2nd at Wisconsin. You know, coming into the year, you know, I thought the Washington game was going to be a toss-up. I kind of had the Wisconsin game as a loss for Michigan. But now that we've seen them after 2 weeks, they've played, I think they've exceeded expectations, at least for most of us that follow the program. They're very well set up here to start 4-0. You know, I don't think there's any doubt in the world they're going to win Saturday. Rutgers will probably be a test just based on the way they played them last year. But it is a home game for the Wolverines, so they do play them in Ann Arbor. They're looking at right now probably a 4-0 start going into Madison that first weekend of October.
Impressive, the running game, obviously. That would be an understatement. The line play has been incredibly good on both sides of the ball. And I think the only, not negative, but the only question mark, the really big question mark with this Michigan football team right now, and they're back into the top 25, would be Cade McNamara and their passing game against the big boy teams on their schedule. We just don't know.
No, we don't. You know, and we haven't really seen Cade in that big time moment yet. You know, you could say that maybe that was the case Saturday against Washington, but they didn't need to throw the ball, as we all watched. I mean, Michigan just kept running it down their throat, and Washington had no answer, so Michigan decided just not to throw the ball because they didn't have to. But you're right. I mean, Cade really hasn't had that moment where he's had to win the game with his arm or win the game in the passing game. I have to think that's going to come at some point. But even over the next couple of weeks, I would not be surprised if Michigan comes out of the tunnel, out of the gate Saturday against Northern Illinois and does the same exact thing they did against Washington. Run the ball, control the clock, and do that until they stop them. Now, they may try and throw the ball a little bit more. I think it would probably be smart to just try and get some of the receivers involved and get the passing game going. But if you're looking at it from Michigan's perspective, if they don't have to do it, then, you know, why do it?
Beyond the obvious names like Blake Corum, you look at him and how good he's been. What would be the off-the-radar names that you've really liked the first two games that a lot of people haven't talked about?
I guess maybe the defensive side of the ball kind of sticks out to me the most. I mean, I think you've seen, I think, a rejuvenated and Josh Ross, linebacker, he's been playing more freely in their kind of new scheme. And I think you're getting better play out of Michigan safeties and defensive backs, I guess. Dax Hill, the name has come up. Obviously, Michigan fans know him pretty well. But I've been impressed with the way Michigan's kind of utilized him in that rover role, where he's been closer to the ball. He's been kind of put in positions where he can make plays easily and kind of disrupt things at the line of scrimmage. And he didn't really do that so much last year under Don Brown's scheme. He was kind of put back is that kind of high safety in coverage, and now they're trying to utilize them in different ways. So Michigan's defense, I think, is kind of the under the radar thing right now. I think I, at least, you know, before the season even started, I anticipated them, you know, having a slow go of it. You have a new coordinator, new scheme. A lot of these players are still trying to figure things out. But through two games, I think they look pretty good. I mean, they're obviously, there's some hiccups. There's been communication issues on the back end. They don't have any interceptions yet, which I think is something that's going to be crucial in some of the bigger games. Because, look, this defense is a lot different than what Don Brown was trying to do. They're trying to keep the ball in front of them. and disrupt plays. And to do that, you're going to need turnovers and interceptions and the like. And I think that's still a work in progress for them.
Yeah, well said. Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan Football Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Obvious names would be Corum, who was, what, Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. And you look at Hutchinson, who's playing like he's going to be a top 10 NFL draft pick. But that speed to the ball on defense. And yeah, Dax Hill, we expect that, but I agree with you on Ross. And you mentioned the new look defense and the surprise there and the surprise with the running game early. And I think there's two coaching names that we would mention. McDonald as the D coordinator coming in from the NFL and the Ravens, and Mike Hart, who met the media earlier today, and the job he's done with that running back room.
Yeah, that can't be overstated. You know, Mike was brought in to kind of reboot that running back room, and that's not to say they weren't headed in the right direction. They've largely recruited pretty well with that position the last couple of years under Jay Harbaugh. Zach Charbonnet left this past year, I think, which was a big blow for them. But with Hart coming in, I mean, he's an experienced running backs coach. He did a fine job at Indiana. He's got those program ties and that kind of that will and that desire to kind of, you know, get Michigan to that next level, and I think that's what was missing and has been missing on this Michigan coaching staff for a couple of years now. But that running back room is going to be key to, I think, Michigan's success moving forward. Yes, they're going to have to throw the ball more. They're going to have to find success there. But if they can keep this ground game going successfully, I mean, it opens up so many doors for them in this Michigan offense, because it almost seems like in previous years, Michigan would be fine in one area of the offense and they would struggle in the other. And if you're able to find success in the ground early in these games, it opens up things for Michigan. And look, coming into this year, I thought this Michigan was only going to go as far as this offense took them. And I think that's going to bear itself out as the season goes on, because they've got some talent guys there. I think Corum is a name who kind of flew under the radar coming into this year, and I think by the end of it, I would not be surprised if he's in contention for one of those offensive, you know, Player of the Year awards.
Yeah, it's not flown under the radar as I started that conversation and the next question. It's that I feel they're using their guys the right way the first two games, offensively and defensively. And again, you expected that from Hutchinson. But Corum, I've always said, feed the guy the rock. And I think there's even more carries in him. And Cade McNamara, I've always had that. Is he a Big Ten starter who can win big games? Is he a backup type? And we'll find out, I think, beginning. Rutgers defense is playing pretty well early in this year. They haven't played a quality team. That road trip to Wisconsin, because Jim Harbaugh doesn't have a lot of big road wins. Maybe the biggest might be at Michigan State. So that Wisconsin game will tell you if this team truly is different, but they have to take care of business against Northern Illinois and Rutgers in their Big Ten opener. You can follow Michigan football 24/7 at MLive.com. Aaron McMahon, Michigan insider for MLive, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Appreciate the input, Aaron. We'll talk soon.
Take care, Bill. Thanks.
All right, Aaron McMahon. Yeah.